Lewis University, along with many homes both big and small. They're large enough to offer competitive pricing, yet small enough to give you the personalized service you deserve. Call WAML at 314-781-9010 or see them at fixmyplaster.com.
The Treasure Chest Holiday Expo returns to the St. Charles Convention Center Friday, November 18th through the 20th. Shop over 200 booths of unique holiday gift items. There's free parking and free admission, along with fabulous door prizes and special events. Don't miss Dance Experience Studios' mini Nutcracker performance on Saturday and the Chris's Cakes Pancake Breakfast on Sunday. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list at this year's Treasure Chest Holiday Expo, November 18th through the 20th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Get more info at treasurechestshows.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hello, St. Louis. This is John Londup Jr. Skip the Black Friday madness and shop Johnny Londup Chevrolet for a huge savings all month long. No need to hunt down crazy one-day deals when we're offering the lowest prices of the year every day this month. 2016 Chevy Trax, only $13,200. 2017 Equinox, only $22,500. Over $13,000 off Silverado pickup. Are you kidding me? Why wait for Black Friday when you can save big today?
Johnny Londup Chevrolet.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, the best way to get your weekend underway. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us for the most fun you can have with your radio on, the Harris Challenge, our weekly topical trivia game. If you want to play and haven't in the last 60 days, call me now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or from your cell phone, *KTRS gets you in here. Every contestant gets a category. Every category has questions in it. Every question has points assigned to it. If you get enough of those points, you win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by...
Right, Paul. I like the way you did that.
Thank you very much.
We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant.
Donuts.
And one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a gift card, and they have two locations, also one in Florissant and one at St. Peter's and 70 and 79. Or from Werenberg Theater, we have free movie passes for you.
Including one of the best movies of the year, Arrival, with Amy Adams.
Yes, we do. And then, December 3rd, which is a Saturday night at the Family Arena, we have tickets for 4 and 20. It's a tribute to the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young Band, and that is at the Family Arena, Saturday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. So we have tickets for that.
Okay. What does 4 and 20 mean?
4 and 20, was that the name of one of the albums? Yes.
4 and 20 is, it was on the Deja Vu album.
Yeah.
Was that a...
Long before 420 meant something
No
else.
Marijuana reference at all.
Probably not. No, I wouldn't think so.
Not in a
Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young.
ESNY tribute band.
I'm fairly sure that those guys never had any affiliation with anything like that.
No, and my buddy Scott Nienhaus is in this, and he...
and
passes on it, right?
Terry Rogers, yes.
They passed on it.
Yes, they passed on it.
Yeah, David Crosby didn't go to jail for marijuana.
But they were also in the Birds.
That's Terry not Rogers a marijuana mustache that he had no, it's there not ever was for
him. No, it's no not. Remember the picture of him when he came out? It was the only time in I've seen a real-life person who looked exactly like Uncle Fester on the Addams Family.
Our drummer David looks like Uncle Fester.
No, he doesn't. Not as much as David Crosby did coming out of jail. I've seen both Davids, and no, not even close. If you get all the questions right, you get a clean sweep bonus.
That's right. You get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
All right, let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show. You, as a contestant, get a unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use your prearranged commercial endorsement right now.
I just want to say hi to Charlotte and Michael, my wife and son.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what the categories look like, and you choose the first three, which of the first three you would like. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Then there's category two, not getting a medal. And category three, men named Buck. We had Joe Buck, the broadcaster, on earlier today, talking about his autobiography, Lucky Bastard. So that's the category, or you can have not getting a medal, or have you been paying attention? What will it be for you, Scott?
Let's go for the topical.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Where did New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham lose an expensive diamond ring last night? In a movie theater, a cooking class, or a strip club?
A strip club.
Of course. Which famous theoretical physicist predicted this week that humanity won't survive more than another 1,000 years on Earth because of climate change, robots, and nuclear weapons?
Stephen Hawking.
Correct. What knocked down a cross-country runner during an NCAA regional race last Saturday? A car, a tree, or a deer?
A deer.
Yes, and if you haven't seen the video, Google it. It's amazing. Which two daily fantasy sports sites agreed to merge this week?
DraftKings and I don't know.
All right, we'll go to the five-pointer. In what state was 19-year-old Hector Frere arrested for doing 208 in a souped-up 2011 Mustang on the Kilpatrick Turnpike? Is it Oklahoma, Texas, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
You said Pennsylvania at the buzzer, but you should have said Oklahoma. And it's DraftKings and FanDuel. That's the other site that they are going to merge with. So, Scott, you got the first three for 1 point plus 2 points plus 3 points. That's six. Unfortunately, you got to get to eight in order to win. And when you don't win, I have to punish you. Now, here to punish you, I take you back to Michigan in the early 80s for the regional rock sounds of Three Peas in a Pod.
Wow.
Wow, this is bad.
Where's the rock?
Is that Rayman's Eric?
Okay. All right. That's enough. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Scott, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number two. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if you're not doing anything tonight, go to the Twisted Improv Show in Kirkwood. It's $10 a pop, and it's 314 Clay in the Steamboat Room.
That is how you do a plug. Wow. Nicely done, Amanda. All right, which category would you like? We have not getting a medal, men named Buck, or Showbiz Week.
Showbiz Week.
60 seconds on the clock, Amanda. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who did People Magazine name the sexiest man alive this week?
Pass.
Which actress's dress, which she wore while singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, sold for $4.81 million at auction this week?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. Which supermodel made news when she tweeted her displeasure about boyfriend Justin Verlander not winning the Cy Young Award this week?
past.
According to a new memoir, which two members of the original Star Wars cast had an affair that lasted 3 months?
Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford?
Yes, that's correct. Which of these will not be part of a concert tour next summer? Paula Abdul, New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, or Boys to Men?
Paula Abdul.
No, NSYNC won't be there. And we don't have time to go back and pick up the others, so I'll just tell you, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive this week is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And it's Kate Upton, who is Justin Verlander's girlfriend. And she was very upset when the baseball writers, chose Rick Porcello of the Boston Red Sox. And Kate tweeted, "I thought I was the only one who was all allowed to blank Justin Verlander."
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, she was not happy at all.
Wow.
So let's see how you did here, Amanda. You got the 4, you got the 2, and again, only 6 points. So I'm gonna have to punish you. Uh-uh. So once again, the musical stylings, if you will, of 3 peas in a pod.
If you're feeling sad,
oh my goodness, they're singing.
There's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only.
Appearing as Hojo in the beautiful Polynesian room.
Call me.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me.
Oh yeah.
Tell me
that symbol, doesn't it?
Yeah. Maybe the mix should be adjusted just a little bit so the drummer's not quite out front as much. Wow. Amanda, I hope you have a great weekend, and good luck with the improv tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Remember the movie Swingers with Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau?
Yes.
At one point in that movie, they go to some out-of-the-way club in Los Angeles, and there's a couple there. It's a man and a woman playing the drums and I think maybe piano. And the singing is off-key. That's what this reminded me of as soon as I found it today. 3 peas in a pod. Wow. Let's meet our third contestant now. Hi, Al.
Hello.
Hi. Plug something for us.
Well, for all your party bus and shuttle bus needs, call St. Louis Transportation at 314-344-1975. I used to be your official limo driver of the Paul Harris Show, but I'm still in the game.
I'm glad to hear that, Al. Good for you. 3 categories to choose from: not getting a medal, men named Buck, or our new third category, on this day.
Let's try on this day.
60 seconds on the clock, Al. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Italian explorer first set eyes on the island now known as Puerto Rico on this day in 1493?
Columbus?
Yep. In what country did Jim Jones lead over 900 followers at the People's Temple to commit mass suicide on this day in 1978?
Was it here, America?
No, it was Guyana. In what year did the first push-button telephone go into service on this date? 1953, 1963, 1973?
I'm going to go 63.
That's correct. Which American humorist's short story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, was published on this day in 1865?
I have no idea. Pass.
Thanks to a court ruling on this day in 2003, what became the first state to allow same-sex marriage?
California?
Massachusetts. Back to the four-pointer. Just essentially name an American humorist of the 19th century. Mark Twain.
Huh.
Yeah, a couple of people in Missouri have heard of him. That's okay if you haven't. Don't worry about it. Al, you got the 1 and the 3. 4 points. Wow.
Give me that elevator music from hell.
Okay, you know what? Ian, push this one about a minute in. I forgot to tell you this ahead of time. Okay, here once again, 3 peas in a pod.
Am I?
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Never fell in love.
Oh, my.
It seems that I'm the only that I have been thinking of.
Yeah.
What kind of man is this? An empty chair.
I'll bet you these guys get a lot of weddings.
A lonely cell.
They did.
Which an empty art must dwell.
All right, that's
it. It just get worse and worse.
Man. Well, that's a triple punishment day for us, thanks to you, Al.
Well, you all have a great weekend.
You too. Let's hope we don't go quadruple now. That lies at the feet of you, Josh.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to plug something?
Well, I just wanted to say back on July 1st, I clean swept the Declaration of Independence category, and we just went to Candice's with our gift certificate last Friday, and the fettuccine alfredo with chicken, broccoli, and mushrooms was delish.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Congratulations, and I'm glad you were able to take advantage of that. Now, let's see if you can do it again. We have two categories left. One of them is not getting a medal, and the other one is men named Buck.
I'll take men named Buck.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Josh, let's play the Harris Challenge. In the movie Midnight Cowboy, who played a character named Joe Buck?
Pat.
Who played the title character in the 1989 movie Uncle Buck?
John Candy.
Correct. What country comedy show was hosted by Buck Owens and Roy Clark from 1969 to 86?
Hee-haw.
Correct. Which Buck won Oscars for writing The Graduate and Heaven Can Wait?
Pat.
Who played the title character in the late 70s TV series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century?
Oh, I'm in trouble. Back to number one.
Who played the character Joe Buck in the movie Midnight Cowboy?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. Dustin Hoffman played Ratso Rizzo.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. You have no idea.
It's John Voight.
Okay.
All right, which Buck won Oscars for writing The Graduate and Heaven Can Wait?
Buck O'Neill.
Buck Henry. And Buck Rogers in the 25th Century starred Gil Gerard with Mel Blanc as the voice of Tweaky.
Really?
A little bit before my time, unfortunately.
Wow.
Now, wait a second. You just told me that you got all the questions right in the Constitution category. That was way before your time, too.
Yeah, but they taught me that stuff. I didn't catch any Buck Rogers on, even in syndication when I was born. So.
I don't think that show ever went in syndication. I think it was on for 2 years, and then it got tweaked off the air.
I always get confused with that and the Million Dollar Man. I don't know what.
The $6 Million Man.
Oh,
Steve,
yeah.
Steve Austin.
That's his eye.
That was his ear.
It was?
Yeah, that was when he could hear things from a long way away. I'm sitting across the studio from you, and I heard you get it wrong.
Oh.
I've been listening to that impression for almost 20 years, and you've been telling me it's the wrong thing all this time?
I thought it was the eye.
Oh, man. Well, now we got to find out, ear? I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do we have to?
Maybe not right now. Right
well, here's the bad news. Josh only got the 2 and the 3. So, yeah, it is going to be a quadruple punishment day. So let's go back to 3 peas in a pod going out of my head.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my head.
Oh, yeah.
Over you.
Over you. Oh,
over you.
I don't know if that was a horn or if he has an upset stomach.
Is there any extra credit available for knowing Mike Evans' middle name? That's all I got out of the show this week.
No, I got nothing for you. Sorry about that, Josh. Have a good weekend.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Let's bring in our final contestant now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Just fine, thanks. Plug something for us.
I wish I had something to plug. Let's just say Let's Go Blues.
Okay. We have one category. It's all yours. It's not getting a medal. The White House on Wednesday announced 20 recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Which of these, and each of these, I'm going to give you 3 names. You tell me the one who is not getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Larry Bird.
Correct. Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Robert De Niro.
Robert Redford.
Duvall. Bruce Springsteen, Diana Ross, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Correct. Viola Davis, Cicely Tyson, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Viola Davis. Philanthropist, Melinda Gates. Historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Architect, Frank Gehry.
Frank Gehry.
Historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin. So, Josh, I'm sorry.
Mike,
I'm sorry. I apologize. You got the 1 and the 3. I'm going to give you 1 bonus point for getting your name wrong. because that makes it five, and you still lose. And for the first time in months, can you remember the last time we had quintuple punishment?
I cannot remember.
Go ahead. That's enough. That's all I can take.
Yo.
At least that's better than the Joe Buck stuff last week.
What was that?
When we had Joe singing Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right.
You're saying Three Peas in a Pod? It outperformed right. Joe Buck?
Oh, no. Sure. I'd rather hear Joe.
Mike, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you. The Harris Challenge will not be on next Friday because it's the day after Thanksgiving, and we ain't coming to work.
I believe it's Mizzou.
Yes, there's a Mizzou game.
Basketball, football, maybe?
Mizzou football on Friday at 1:30 for sure.
Okay, we're not carrying Mizzou tennis this year?
No.
No. So we'll be preempted next week, but we'll be back 2 weeks from today with an entire show for you, including the Harris Challenge, right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.
All right, here comes Frank Ladd, Airborne, to give you some traffic. Frank?
Hey, Dad, got some problems out there. Eastbound Highway 64, it remains heavy from about 14th Street to the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70, you're heavy crossing the Mutual Veterans Bridge in pockets up to the merge with 64. Working with a new crash, westbound Highway 70, west of Mid Rivers Mall Drive, that's blocking the center lanes there. And as you backed up to 370, westbound Highway 64, you're on the brakes now between Boyle and McCall's in 94, all the way out through Highway 70 and out there in Wentzville. Southbound 170, heavy pockets, Olive through 64. Southbound 270, heavy now between Olive and 64. We've got a crash near Tesson Ferry, just south of Tesson Ferry. Just blew over it, blocking the center lane, so you can dodge by into the left lane or the far right two lanes. Also a crash northbound 141 at Bowles. And this update is brought to you by Subway. Friday is more than Friday. Now at Subway, Friday is tuna day. That's today's 356-inch sub of the day. It's a great sub for a great price. There's a different 356-inch sub every day, only at Subway. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vinson Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. This Saturday, Neyland Stadium will be packed as Barry Odom takes his Tigers to Knoxville, Tennessee to play the Volunteers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at noon.
Listen to all the action right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550, KTRS.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-0698. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-400-0179. That's 1-800-400-0179. 1-800-400-0179.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. Learn how you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-0842. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-0842. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-300-0842. That's 1-800-300-0842.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock and lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Your garage door opener no longer works.
Come on.
Or when you break a spring.
Oh, man.
You need help fast.
Oh, come on.
Give a locally owned company a call. The Right Door Company. Spelled W-R-I-G-H-T at 314-484-3667. That's 484-3667. Or see their website at therightdoorco.com. They service all makes and models of garage doors and openers. The Right Door Company. Quality you expect. Service you deserve.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Is it possible the Social Security Administration is giving you bad advice and that's costing you thousands? The answer will shock you. Listen to America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Yes or no, Dan?
Got some bookie on the side.
Yes, you're calling him back?
Yeah.
All right.
I am calling him back.
Okay. I've got knuckleheads in the news coming up in a few minutes. No work till Monday. And now from Southern California, here he is, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hello there,
Gaby.
What's up?
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Pierce.
What do you have for us today?
Hello, Pierce. How you doing, buddy?
Just fine, thanks.
Sweet. Pop quiz question. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Name the name of the celebrity who threatened to move to Canada if Trump was elected president, but bought a house in Canada up there just in case Trump did win. Actually bought a house in White Rock, Victoria Island, British Columbia. Cher, Barbara Streisand, Lena Dunham, Chelsea Handler.
Can I just say, if you've never been to Victoria Island or
beauty.
Oh my goodness, it's part of Vancouver, and it is magnificent. There's a place there called Bouchard Gardens that may be in the top 10 most beautiful places on this planet.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was there, Gordy Edlin, which is at Jack Radio in Vancouver, in Victoria.
Okay.
Have to take a ferry over, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Three movie reviews. Are you ready? Have you seen Fantastic Beasts?
No, I haven't.
Harry Potter, move over and get ready for the new series. It's a series, a franchise. Fantastic Beasts and Where You Find Them opens today. It's as good as Harry Potter. I wasn't a huge Harry Potter fan. Eddie Redmayne is good. John Voight is good. Colin Farrell is good. It was written by Harry Potter's J.K. Rowling. It's a little slow, but visually it's unbelievable. Set in early 20th century New York City, rated PG, 132 minutes, a little long. Three stars.
Okay.
Also today, Bleed This Way. It's a biopic of Vinny Paz. I know Vinny Paz. Covered him as a boxer in the 1990s. It's a sad story of an accident he had and a great comeback. And you know what? Nobody's going to see this movie. I can tell you right now. You can just tell. But three stars. It's a really good film.
Okay.
The Edge of 17.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Steinfeld and Woody Harrelson. About adolescence and a young girl, 17, turning into a woman. Hilarious, fabulous, rated R, 98 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Okay. Some odds and ends, just when you thought you'd heard everything, I don't think you have. Well, you probably have a little Paul Harris.
No.
You know what?
Mm-mm.
Round, round, get around, Paul Harris, get around.
All of a sudden, I'm in the Beach Boys.
I mean, you're up to this stuff. Just when you thought you heard everything, check this out. Petting Ponies will be delivered to Rutgers University this weekend to help students get through the grief over the Trump election.
What are petting ponies?
Petting ponies. What are they?
Little ponies that they bring ponies in?
Yeah, they'll bring over so people can pet them. Pac-10 schools here have available 24-hour aromatherapy for students at all campuses to calm their nerves.
Wow.
Is that beautiful?
Wow.
Bethesda Military Hospital, Bethesda, Maryland, Walter Reed. Patients were told that some of the comfort dogs would not be there this weekend as the regular visit. They'll be at Georgetown University helping the students get over the Trump election.
Oh, I don't get that.
I know you don't have any legs, but excuse me, the kids at Georgetown are upset.
Yeah. Wow. I did not know that there were petting ponies.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought petting ponies was a book that your parents read to you when you had the talk.
No, no. You had it go there, didn't you, homie? Start thinking about something to eat and you're on your way.
Yeah.
One more thing, 90% of stand-up comedians, 90%, including Jerry Seinfeld, have canceled college gigs. They say they won't play them anymore. That what used to be funny, now for no reason at all, they get booed because they're politically incorrect.
Mm.
The 90% of the comedians, the comics that go to are canceling. They say they just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They end up getting booed all night.
Mm.
Unbelievable. Hey, I'm probably there in St. Louis, major market.
Yep.
But my station in Kansas City, so my first station is in the morning. Playing all Christmas music already.
Oh, yeah. I know.
We have stations here that I know, change, too.
I think that the first one to change in the country went before Halloween.
No.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. I saw that article, yes.
Wow.
They didn't even go all Thanksgiving first?
No. They skipped Thanksgiving, went all the right to Christmas.
Wow.
You know, Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song? Because you're riding to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving dinner, not for Christmas dinner. Just a little trivia for you.
What? Say that again.
Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song. In the original song, you're on your sleigh and you're going to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving dinner, not Christmas dinner.
Wow.
Just a little trivia for you. Now back to the Mike Evans report.
There's not really any Christmas references in Jingle Bells.
No.
How about
it's
that?
It's considered a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
How about that?
That's very good. Who sang Jingle Bells in it big? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells rock.
No,
Bobby Helm.
Bobby Helm, very good one.
Thank
you.
You
know this stuff.
Well,
but
you know
that's
what?
Jingle Bell Rock.
How about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I got drunk with him.
Burl Ives?
Burl Ives.
Nope.
No.
Got drunk with him.
Oh, Frank Opinion.
Guthrie? Arlo Guthrie?
No.
No idea.
Who?
Gene Autry.
Oh, Gene Autry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Own the Angels. Used to travel with them, remember?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, now we'll have to talk about this, Danny.
What's that?
Heads up, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, MP3s for all affiliates. You guys, you guys are the only guys that I talk to. You know, call me on my cell phone because I'll be in Dallas and I'll be in St. Louis.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All next week.
All right.
All right.
Pop quiz?
Who bought that place in Canada? As soon as she found Trump was running, said she didn't want to be in the same. If he was president, she's gone. Cher, Barbara Streisand, Lena Dunham, Chelsea Handler.
Oh, I'll go Barbara Streisand.
Handler.
Dunham.
Answer is Chelsea Handler.
Ooh.
And finally, come on, sing along, boys and girls. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. We're gonna play today. Aloha Friday. Vini, Kamaka, Holy Maka.
And on the Puli Makawani, on the Oda, on the Lulawa, Hawaii.
And now, before we get to knuckleheads in the news, it's Dan Strauss correction time. Dan?
Yes. Thank you to Tom from Channel 2, who called and said that Steve Austin,
the $6 million man.
$6 million man had the bionic eye.
So that.
And Lindsay Wagner.
The bionic woman.
Bionic woman had the bionic ear.
And same sound effect, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And now, time to plug Dan and his band, the Upside Down Band. Where are you playing this weekend?
The Southside Johnny Band. It's a new place for us. It's called Nesby's Bar and Grill. It's on South Lindbergh, just south of Watson Road. If you see the Econo Lodge, you can park right there in their parking lot there.
Okay.
So, yeah, Nesby's.
Now, knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the STL Taxi app.
Oh, and that's tomorrow night, by the way. Right. Saturday night at 8.
Okay. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Dave Aronson for our first story today from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a police officer left her keys in an unlocked patrol car during a coffee break, and a guy named John Pinney got inside. Not long after, a woman called 911 and told the dispatcher, some guy got into a police car and asked me if I wanted a ride. Then he drove off when I said no. Well, now multiple agencies responded, resulting in a chase that lasted 30 to 40 minutes at speeds of up to 120 miles an hour. But here's the best part. During the chase, Penny posted videos to Facebook Live, allegedly using the officer's iPad. He can be heard on the Facebook Live feed saying, I'm in the cop car. Now, where are my sirens at? Then he clicks them on. Oh, you hear the sirens? Look, check it out. I can't even believe I'm doing this. For real. I got away from like 5 cops already. Later on, he turned on the radio, sang along to a country song, and explained that the reason he took the patrol car is, quote, I ain't got nothing else to do. I blanking hate reading books, unquote. Police eventually arrested Penny on the block where he lives. Those Facebook videos will be used against him in court. The police spokesman said, I would encourage every criminal out there to use Facebook Live for their crime so that we can catch you a lot easier, and then use that Facebook Live video at your trial to get a better conviction. No word on whether the officer whose car was stolen will face any disciplinary action for leaving the keys in the car. Story 2 from contributor Jeff Olson from Bangkok, Thailand. A man had to call emergency services. Oh, I have to have a warning before I tell this story. Men, cross your legs. Men, cross your legs. Ready? Here we go. In Bangkok, Thailand, a man had to call emergency services to remove a sex toy ring from his penis after it got stuck.
Oh.
A 30-year-old guy was rushed to a nearby hospital. Doctors and nurses used a lubricant to try to get the ring off there, but that didn't work. So they tried pliers to stretch the metal ring, but that didn't work. Guess what they had to use?
Oh.
Bolt cutters.
Oh.
One rescue worker said the metal was really strong. It took them 2 or 3 hours to completely break it open. Thankfully, the man suffered no injuries and was able to go home sore and embarrassed.
And it was in Bangkok.
Yes, perfect. Perfect. The rescue worker said, I don't think he'll be using that ring again, but his penis should be fine. Story number 3, contributor Matt Burrows sent in from Johnson County, Indiana. Story of Shelby Ikes, who accidentally sent a text message to a cop offering to sell him meth. The cop met up with her and bought some meth, and then bought some pills, and then busted her. Story 4, Jim Hewer gave me this one from Taunton, Massachusetts. A woman reported that her ex-boyfriend, Shemroy Williams, was outside her house trying to light it on fire. The cop showed up. They couldn't find him, but they did find a propane tank wedged against the house and a fire on the back porch. And apparently the guy had used Cheetos as an accelerant. I did not know you could use Cheetos as a fire accelerant.
Oh.
But he did. They found him a few blocks away.
Maybe the Flaming Hot ones.
In his pocket, they found 2 lighters and an empty bag of Cheetos. Case closed. Story 5 from Matt Burrows again. In St. Petersburg, Florida, some would-be burglars jumped over a fence into Joanne Mendenhall's backyard. She saw them. Saw the whole thing. Saw them coming over the fence. Then saw them running away in a panic. What got into them? Bees. When they came over the fence, they landed on a beehive. Joanne said, they don't like to be disturbed, especially at night. As the teens ran away, Joanne called the cops, who came and took fingerprints, called a bunch of emergency rooms to see if anybody had been treated for swelling from stings. So far, no leads, but Joanne's pretty sure those guys got stung one way or another. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks again to Joe Buck and Kathleen Madigan for guesting on the show today, and thanks to you for listening on behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Frank and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, still dealing with this accident southbound Highway 270 near Tesson Ferry. Last check, only the far right lanes were getting by. The 4 left lanes were blocked by the exit. You're backed up very heavy from about Marshall Road southbound on Highway 270. You're sluggish north of there between 64 and the really heavy stuff near Marshall Road. So westbound on Highway 64, you're on the brakes at the Science Center out to McCall's, and eastbound 64 is completely thinned out headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got pockets of volume headed southbound on 170, got a pocket crossing near Old Bonham. Then again, you're heavy. Those left lanes are a little heavy now, headed south of Clayton Road down through the merge with Highway 64. McKnight Road headed southbound. Going to see some volume headed towards the Festival of Lights near Tillis Park. That is going on in Tillis Park already near Litzinger Road. Westbound on Highway 70, still heavy from Zumbel out through the earlier incident seen near Mid Rivers Mall Drive. At last check, that accident was blocking the left lane. They may have gotten it all the way over to the right shoulder now. Westbound on Highway 64, going to see delays between Highway K and Highway 70 in pockets. Eastbound on Highway 70, you've got some volume approaching Highway Z after an earlier accident, and it has essentially thinned out up in North County. Eastbound on Highway 270 between McDonnell and 170. And this update is brought to you by Subway. Get the Reuben from Subway, stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, Bavarian-style sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, and creamy Thousand Island dressing, all on new freshly baked rye bread, only at Subway and only for a limited time. Frank Ladd with Vincent Mortgage, KTRS Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
It's Jim Huer. Every Thursday night, tune in to the Big Sports Show for a chance to win a Mizzou Hover helmet. To get registered every night during the Big Sports Show from 6:30 to 9, text your name and Hover helmet to 84126. That gets you registered for that opportunity to win the Mizzou Hover helmet right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Friday through Sunday at Kohl's, friends and family save a little more with an extra 20% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
No question, a shift in winds out with the summer-like temperatures and back to late fall across the St. Louis area. We are looking at some chilly times the next 24 hours.
Local NAACP leaders meet with top officials here at Ladue Schools over how they might help ease racial tensions in the school district.
A 17-year-old girl is left for dead in this Kenlock neighborhood. We spoke to family members about the victim 1 year after her death.
Earlier today, the feel of the holiday season blew in with those gusty winds, and in just a few minutes, we will flip this big switch, and it will be lights on here at Our Lady of the Snows.
First on Fox, hang on to your hat. The downward spiral in temperatures has been...